1,000 points of lights, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning. And this morning, what we're doing is I just received in the mail, and it's actually quite nice, is this my copy of the 930 Club book. And it's the 35th anniversary of the club. And it's really a quite impressive, nice hardcover. And it's sort of done in a scrapbook style, so like every page is covered top to bottom with like text or a copy of an article or photos and all kinds of interesting stuff. There's actually a page of just of the newsletter volume that they put out, and there's another, obviously, a whole sequence of photos, and then the corresponding names of the corresponding artists with the corresponding ticket stubs from that show. It's impressive stuff. It probably took forever to assemble. And of course, I haven't lived in DC in a long time, but I attended many shows at the old club on 930 F Street, and actually the book even goes back to when the club wasn't the club, and with the history of the building, because of course the Atlantic Building is a historic building, and there was a club called the Atlantis Club in there first, and then that sputtered and died, and then Dodi DeSanto and Bill, I can't remember his last name, Bill Bowers, I think, they both bought the club, or Bill Bowers bought the building, and Dodi managed the club, and then they operated it from, I think, like 1980 until 80... So I think 88 is when IMP took it over, maybe a little later, actually. And then they moved it. They operated it for a couple of years at F Street and 9th, and then moved it to 815 V Street, where it is today. And so the whole history, and I'm not going to go through it right now, but I am going to play music from the whole, at least music that was from the book, or music that was representative of a show that I went to that was pretty impressive or amazing. And that's the theme this morning. We're starting off with the band who opened the new club, The Smashing Pumpkins with Cherub Rock, 1,000 Points of Lights, WMFO.
can't wait for the summer. I've been waiting too long. I'm gonna go to the seashore, 'cause that's where I belong. And you know I'll think of you when I go to the beach. I'm hanging out on the boardwalk. I'm waking up with the sun. September. We'll be right back.
business now.
Are you getting it now? Just stick them in the back now. Stab them in the back, y'all. Oh, do it again, y'all. Strictly for the ladies. I'm just sticking where it hurts, baby. I just ride my funky groove.
All right, Bush Tetras, yes, with Too Many Creeps, and 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our show about the 930 Club. Actually, we've had other shows about the 930 Club. This is the one having to do with the book. I received the book in the mail yesterday. I was so excited. I ran to the front of the house to open the package, and I ripped it open with glee. Anyway, the Bush Tetras now, they're a band that has played the 930 many, many times, and so we had to have them on the show. Trouble Funk, another regular, played the show, played the, here, hold on, let me look at the, I'm gonna pull the book out here. We'll throw the book at you. Trouble Funk actually has played the show many, many times. In fact, the Slicky Boys, who we heard from earlier, they actually played the show a lot as well, and I think they played the show, like, played the club, like 80-something times. And so it's kind of an impressive feat, really. And before that, of course, Trouble Funk, Bush Tetras, and we started the set off with the Smashing Pumpkins, who played the show, or played the club at the, when it debuted on 815 V Street. So it was the first, they were the first band, actually, they opened the new club, and it was quite impressive. I happened to be there, luckily, and thanks to my friend and compatriot Brian Liu. I don't know, I'm not going to find that here, and this doesn't make for a compelling radio with my looking through the book. But anyway, what's cool about that is that they're on the show, and what's coming up next is a live version of Fugazi's Burning from the 20 Years of Discord, recorded at the 930 Club and recorded by Eli Janney of Girls Against Boys, no less. So it's like we have a double dip of like DC punk rock legends there. And let's hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Always a kick. Murder! Son! another time, another town, another everything. But it's always back to you. Stumble out in the night under pouring rain. Made the blocks and thought there's more I need.
All right, Radiohead, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's Reckoner from In Rainbows. And before that, it was Or with Shattered, Turn This Car Around from the All Sides release. Or is originally from Rockville, Maryland. They're on the show here this morning because they were frequenters of the 930 Club back in the day, the original club and the one on V Street. And they met and came together as a band, meeting at the club and seeing a variety of shows, and the band played at the 930 once, or maybe probably more than once, but the first time is noted in this book. And that's our theme this morning, as we're talking about the 930 Club book that just came out, and I don't know if it's available for sale in the stores, but I ordered it via mail order and I'm excited to receive it. And so talking about it this morning, and the show is kind of twisted around the a variety of artists who were featured in the book, and those I think made some important moments happen at the club. Radiohead, of course, that was when the Tibetan Freedom Festival was canceled because somebody died after being struck by lightning. So the festival organizers canceled the rest of the shows, and wanting to still play and to get the message out, I suppose, Radiohead, REM, and Pulp actually went to the club and played a gig or a set there. And, you know, obviously there were more than enough people to attend that show, so it was completely insane. But so that's why that's being played. And then, of course, Living Color, another loyal performer at the club, Time's Up from the album of the same name, Gwar with Saddam Ogogo from This Toilet Earth. Unfortunately, a band I worked with toured with Gwar, and they didn't work out so well. That was ChemLab. And I remember them saying, you know what, I don't think the fans like us. And, you know, we're looking to get our sound a little harder, and my throat hurts, and that type of thing. Fugazi started things off, Burning, a live version of that from 20 Years of Discord. Let's move on. Speaking of Fugazi, here's Ian MacKay's, I guess, most recent project. This is called The Evens. This is cut from the cloth from the Get Evens record. And when The Evens played the 930, they insisted on playing on the balcony. And so that's kind of where this is coming from. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
July 2nd.
Cut from the cloth and cut quite severely. Is this my world? I no longer recognize. I'm hearing common words, common expressions, but nothing is common. People sleep amidst the slaughter. Why would they vote in favor of their own defeat? Get out to the well and check the water. Another case to be eulogized. I'm breathing, breathing with no assistance. Responding to stimuli. Can anyone explain these new laws of nature? Because they can't get out of the sea. ¶¶ Something so precious. Why would they sing in favor of their own defeat? Maybe they found their voice while out shopping. The price was hard to beat.
violent, more violent. I'm the one with no soul. One above and one below. My last day. Mine is forever. My last day.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Afghan Whigs off of the Great Gentleman record. Frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a show devoted just to that record. The 33 and a Third series did a version devoted to Gentleman, and I read it and did a show about it. Before that, Hole with Violet from Live Through This. So the deal with that is that probably one of the worst shows ever in terms of band's performance was courtesy of Hole, and apparently Courtney Love was out of her mind, as she always is, but this was worse than usual. Like, she could, there were like long strange breaks between songs, and she wouldn't play the whole song sometimes, and the crowd was restless, of course, and people had paid money to see this. It was ridiculous, and of course the performance was panned in the Washington Post. It was just awful. Historically bad, so the good and the bad. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get when you have artists playing at the club, and so that's sort of what happened there. And before that, the Reverend Horton Heat from I Can't Surf, and that brings me back to what we were talking about earlier, which was the number of times somebody has played the club. And what do we have? We had Trouble Funk in the lead. Or no, I'm sorry, it was the Slicky Boys. And then we had Guar as well. We also heard from Guar. And of course, Or, Thievery Corporation, we're going to hear from them later. And so it's actually the Toasters.